Sunday night or Lechav Zayin Shvat. So we're learning the Minchas Chinuch from the beginning. Lo Yechel Chametz is what the Chinuch says is the love of eating chametz. And they basically come. What? What's this murmuring in the background?
No, Kima Vidavine. It's not Kima Vidavine.
The din that love shenitin lasoros misbeis din ain loikin love is not a din of kamli bedrabimineh. It's a din that the love Rashi's lashon is the love wasn't given for the ain, it was given for the of misa. So it's an dynamic kamli
bedrabimineh.
Chorus is a shayla, and so we ask if there's malkin, and I don't say malkin, but the malkin pays you for kar. The basic come upon the bedrabimineh that's from Ashur Mavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav malchus mi azorah zu shehu there. You get malchus of being over a lav in the Torah, and you have to the edim that give him the warning have to hit the right lav. If ken kan davi aravim b'chav lav d'chomitz v'lo yeyochel, d'chsiv b'parshas kadesh. If ken tzorich lasus omi lav zeh, and not for example the earlier lav that's in parshas bo kol machmetzas lo sochel, which we paskin. It's a shaila what that lav means. We paskin that we had as an earlier lav to eat taruvus mitz, and that's a specific lav. We're going to see now in the Minchas Chinuch that other tanoim darshim kol machmesus lo sochelul for other things, maybe a lav not to eat chomet shavuot of a Pesach, if you hold that's also midiraisa, according to Rav Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, or maybe the lav, a lav for eating chomets if the chatzais on erev Pesach. But akoponim, it's not, don't eat, you have to eat for 15, and the Chavis Mikhlar to hear that now eat chomets. So we know, b'shas p'soch af chavches mit beiz, Rabbi Yehuda Sovar, we're looking at three psukim that say don't eat chomets. Lo yachel chomets, tainu mikro zeh, danu kayom in bay, that's this one. Chol machmeses lo socheilu, which was the earlier lav that we had. Hu b'farshas hachoydus azel lochem, way back when. Muktum l'posuk zeh, v'loy toichal olav chomets b'farshas re'ei, that's in Dvorim. So that's Rav Yehuda Shita. Chad l'fnei zmano, which means erev Pesach eftach atzois. V'chad l'toy zmano, which is Pesach. Chad la'akaz manu is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The chomet shavu of a Pesach is also midioraisa, which we, of course, I mean not of course, but we don't pass them like that. We pass them only also after knas. B'vaday mi pasuk lo yisachol olav chomet. That's perfect. Dorish alof neiz manu, because olav means on the korban Pesach, so it's like that fits like a glove. That that pasuk in Dvarim is talking about. According to Yehuda, at least, the lav of eating chametz if the chatzos on erev Pesach.
It's before zman, right?
Before zman means before Pesach.
Yeah.
Erev Pesach eftach chatzos. Dorish alufnei zman kim avur sham b'shas. Dorish olav dainu ala Pesach. Zman shchitoso. Kimash mekam b'rama perakal chametz umatzo. Im kein b'ichol chametz b'erev Pesach. You have if the guy's going to get malchus, it's in that chorus, by the way. That happens to be only malchus. There's no chorus reading chomets erev Pesach, but you still have to give hasra. You have to get the right lav. So if they say kol machmesus lo socheilu or lo yechol chametz, no good. Torch lachshos mishum halav de parshas re'ei. V'mishrubo mishum lavin the lo yechol. Or kol machmetzes, ainu hasra klal, ainu muzer berav pesach meelu halavin. Elu halavin al tol zmano, v'al acher zmano, ve'ainu mefurish b'shas. Rav Yehuda, eizel lav koy al tol zmano, ve'eizel lav koy al acher zmano. To us, it's no big difference because we don't paskin. First of all, we don't paskin that acher zmano is also dear Isa. And we know what kol machmetz lo socheilu is according to the other shitas. It's the lav of taruvus chametz, which leaves lo yechel chametz for the lav of chametz. But afkamina gedola l'inyan hasra, k'moshin is bor l'mala. So the Gemara doesn't speak it out, but it's incumbent upon us, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to explore which is the lav of you're not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach. and which is the lav that you're not allowed to eat chametz after Pesach.
What? For the Hasra, you have to spell out the exact word.
That I don't know. I guess so, because or else if you just say you're not allowed to eat, Torah says you're not allowed to eat chametz, so how would you know which pasuk? Maybe you have to quote him chapter and verse. I know chapter, but verse. Because you have to tell him how Hashem said you're not allowed to eat it. It's called Azhara. The Hasra has to be the Azhara Satorah. Ain own shenelam came mazhirin. It's almost as if, like, it's not you warning him not to eat it. You're reminding him of the Dvar Hashem not to eat it, and you have to like quote the Dvar Hashem. Hashem said, "But Tyson."
Does the person have to understand the mashmaut of the person?
Certainly. I mean, we can assume he understands it, but the answer to your question is certainly, but. We would assume he understands it. You can't just say, well, maybe he didn't understand it.
Yeah. But Tosfos doesn't need, right?
What?
Tosfos doesn't need Hasra.
Let's not get into that. Okay. You need Hasra, Lachim, and Shagig Lamezid, different types of Hasra. Hasra accomplishes a lot of things. Hasra accomplishes. Chacham L'Goy Hasra is for one type of accomplishment of Hasra, but there's other accomplishments of Hasra that we need. Yeah. But you're right, he doesn't need to be told that Hashem said you're not allowed to eat it. But Toysa Shom, the Ramazchel, the Chav of Neizmano, Hiksha, the Lecheskia, Minalon Isser Hanol of Neizmano, the Lecha, the Chav lo Yeochel, Vahi Misvorim Bukminan al Tochzmano. Okay, there's a Machlokes. Cheski and Rav Avohu and Psochem. Rav Avohu holds whenever it says in the Torah a love of eating. The Gemara goes through two blocks of a travel on through Shas, and it ends up like again hard pressed to find out when the machlokas is relevant. But conceptually, there's a machlokas. It does that a few times, like in Tmura, he over like Mahani. Like sometimes the Gemara does that. Like it has a machlokas. And like, oh my goodness, and then it goes through 50 cases, and then there's always a ribui one way or the other. And then the Gemara says, so what case are they chaylik in? Okay, Rabbi Bo holds, whenever the Torah says you're not allowed to eat something, you're not allowed to have anof from it either. Every Yisra Achila, again, don't jump, because there's like a million ribuyim to say that the dam is mutter b'hano, and chaylik is mutter b'hano. And Avela is Mutabano. But conceptually, every time the Torah says don't eat, it means don't have Hano also. As the Rambam puts it, I believe, it's almost as if that the Torah said don't eat as one of many forms of Hano. So although the Rambam says that, it becomes difficult. Because the Rambam also holds you don't get malchus for Hanor. So it gets complicated, like everything else in Torah. You know, it gets musubach, it gets complicated.
Balkaponim eating is the primary.
I know, but if the Torah meant also don't get Hanor, then. But obviously not, unless it's a secondary meaning, and it's not like the Torah means. It's not like the Torah said, e.g., eat. Mm-hmm. A Kaponim Rababo who holds that every Isra Achila is an Isra Hano also. Conceptually, I stress that. Chizkiya says no. And it's only when it's weird, when it's worded in a strange way, Lo Ye Yochel instead of Lo Tochal, when it's written in the like passive form, it shall not be eaten. So then it means Isra Hano also. You don't know I daven Maariv at 8:00? Like, I'm only doing it for the last 15 years. Okay, quickly, I'm in the middle of Shir now, as you know. So, is it important for now? Okay, I'll call you later. Bye. He's still away from home for the first time. So. I mean, he's 17 years old. He's a good boy, but anyway, so L'chizkiya, so that means it's only one of the three lavim by chametz that would mean Isser Hanoah also. Because the other two times it says Lo Sochelu. Or Lo Sochal, Lo Sochelu. Only once Lo Yeyochel. That's what he means by L'chizkiya. So according to Chizkiya, how would you know that chametz on Erev Pesach Yitzhak Chatzois is Osir Bahanoah? Since, because the Lekha L'chad Lo Yeyochel, it only, out of the three tekufos of the Issa Chometz, only one of them is Lo Yeyochel, which would mean Isser Hanoah. And the Stavra Mukminim Al Tov Zmano, Tyson says. And we know that certainly we happen to know that Kodim Zmano is Lo Sochal Olav Chometz, because Olav means on the Karban Pesach. So according to Chizkiya, would it be Osir Bahanoah, Chometz on Erev Pesach Yitzhak Chatzos? But in saying so, Tosfos said that Lo Yeyochel was on Tov Zmano. Now you could say Tosfos is Lav Dafka when, if you're talking about vis-a-vis Kodem Zmano, which is the Menchas Chinuch Safek, which is which. Because Tosfos' main point
is
Lufnei Zmano.
So
that we know. That's what I'm saying. So you can't really bring a raya from Tosfos that Lo Yeyochel is Tov Zmano vis-a-vis L'Acher Zmano. Because Tosfos is not really talking about that. Tosfos' main point is L'Fnei Zmano. Forget it. Tosfos says, how do you know it's also L'Fnei Zmano? Those are Tosfos. Because we know for sure that Tosfos is L'Fnei Zmano. They'll talk a lot of chametz. Now, saying the question, Tosfos mentions that Lo Yeyochel is Tov Zmano, but he wasn't really discussing if Lo Yeyochel is Tov Zmano or L'Acher Zmano. He was really interested in asking the question about L'Fnei Zmano, because we know that L'Fnei Zmano is definitely not Lo Yeyochel. No, forget it. No, so I don't know if Tosfos means what the Menchas Chinuch says he means. Menchas Chinuch says, aha. Tosfos says that Lo Yeyochel goes on Tosmano.
Tosmano would be the place where it would be more calm, or
yes.
Vis-a-vis.
I'm saying.
Tosmano?
And Lachasmano.
Well,
the
Menchas Chinuch says
Lachasmano.
Tosfos is only talking about
Tosmano. Right, because that's all he's saying.
So you don't know if it was also.
You don't know if Tosfos is Dafka. You're making something very simple. You're making it too complicated. Taisu says, how do you know Kodem Zmano is also Bano? Now we know that Kodem Zmano was Lo Sochel Olav Chametz. Taisu goes on to finish his sentence. And he says, because Lo Yeyochel, which means Isser Hanoah, according to Chizkiya, is talking about Tov Zmano. So he says, look, Taisu says it's Tov Zmano, not Lachas Zmano. But Tosfos wasn't talking about Lachas Zmano. His interest was the one we know for sure, which is Lo Sochel Olav Chametz. Okay, let's go. Forget it. Which would be the Isser Hanoah. The Lo Yeyochel, because according to Chizkiya, that's the only one that we know for sure is Isser Hanoah. Al Tov Zmano. Ba'alav de kol machmetzes muchminon al acher zmano. Im kein derev Pesach, tzorech lahasros bo mehalav de lo tochal olav chametz, u bepesach milav hazeh de lo yeyochel, ba'acher ha-pesach mehalav de kol machmetzes lo sochelu, according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to us, there's no malchus on Chomet Shavu Lavan Pesach. The Mechlifu Engu Hasro L'Chuli Almot Kibin Masrinim Ben Mila Vacher Mayan Shabbos Af Kuflam Betches Umar Aleph Mishamer Mishumay Masrinon a type of borer, the Taisa Shalom Vot Kamal Makobos Bashas, the Chiburi, Achgam Soros, and Taisa Shalibu the Chiskiya. I will be done the Kamal Kravavohu, I'm Rambam, and Kaden Chumer Belav the Loya Yochel, Yosef Mishnei Lav and Eilu, because all the Lavin imply an Isser Hano, according to Ravavohu. And Ken Achati Loyadim of Rav Yehuda, there's a love Dorish al Tov's mano. There's a love Dorish al Acher's mano. Reishi. B'sleiva Pnei Yoshua. Because of all the Atoysis, Rabbi Yehuda Dorish Kro, to call Machmetas al Tov's mano. Woo. The Sid Kodum of Shiva Siomim Tochal Matos. That's definitely Tov's mano. That's the only one that's kares. So therefore, it's mistavra that kol machmetzes lo sochelu is also on Tov's mano. That's what the Bnei Yeshua says. Uposib de lo yeyokel koi al achers mano. Benafka iser hano al Tov's mano v'lefnei's mano mila achers mano. He's in other words, he's in Chizkiyah. You can extrapolate. Words, once you know one Isser eating chametz is Hanoa too, so you would say they all are.
You know, is that from Hasra? Is that the whole?
What?
Not to mean is Hasra, is that the
Isser? The Isser Hanoa.
Anything.
According to Chizkiyah. In Ketos Mano, but it comes out, according to the Pnei Yoshua, you have to give hasra on eating chametz on Pesach. Kol machmetzos lo sochelu. The Cheschilich just got through saying that mustavra lo yeyochel chametz, and that's what you give hasra for. Now he's saying, but according to the Pnei Yeshua, it turns out that the way we paskin is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So kol machmetzos lo sochelu is the one that's the love of on Pesach. In Cain tells Manu to Achlazel Zayim Shum and Lav the Chol Machmetzes. The Ev Shalom El Esoros Atoys is the Lav HaChomur Koy Al Tov's Manu. In Cain Afilu Lididon the Kaimon Krav Avohu Mikom Mokom Lo Yeyochel maybe Mukminon Al Tov's Manu. Then Pri Yeshua has an Esoros as follows. The basic idea of Toysus is that the more chomer lav would be on Tov's mano. Taisus is going in Chizkiyahu that the more chomer lav is the one that's the Isser Hanoa, which is only lo yeyochel. And that Pnei Yeshua suggests that even according to Rav Avohu, lo yeyochel is the more chomer lav. Why?
It's always Isser Hanoa to Rav Avohu.
What?
It's always Isser Hanoa to Rav
Avohu. Right. But I think she was going to give a different suggestion why it's the more chomer lav. And that is, he quotes a Rambam, Ulzim Asher Kosov a Rambam Khan, Perakalav Alach Zayin, which is a Peladik, a Rambam. Because we know Chatzishir is also Manatoira and Kolot Arakula. The Rambam says Chatzishir is also Manatoira on Pesach, and he says, you learn out from a Pesach special by Pesach, Lo Yeyochel Chomech. And that's Marba, even Chatzishir. Reichom and Achomech and Pesach Koshehu, or is also Manatoira. Whoa. So now why do you need the pasuk for? It's a question in itself. We're not going to go into it. But the Mechatzilah's point is that makes lo yeyochel again the more chomer dika lav.
What?
It's
also from the Torah.
Right, that's the question on the Rambam. Why does Pesach need its own pasuk? Chatzishir is also min haTorah, kol haTorah kula. But al kaponim, it certainly makes it a more chomer dika lav. If here the Torah specifies that Chatzishir is also. Vayin Shom Bekesef Mishnah, U Mishnah Lamelech, Kosov, the Mechomis Lanafko, and the Chatzishir also, Kama Yikol HaYisurin, you wouldn't learn out from all Yisurin that Chomis on Pesach is also Bechatzishir, because it's time limited, it's not really also like Chelev or Dam or Nevela, it's like a time thing. Shoyele Shasa Koshir, Alkei Nafkali, Lerama, Bloye Yochel, Vadvar Matikim, this is like the rage. But here his point is, again, lo yayachal is the more chomer one. Im kein kiv the lav ze chomer, misvarim ukmin alay the toch zmano, av the ein loikin al chatsi shir, you don't even get malchus al chatsi shir. Kol hano gam ken ein loikin. I'd rather you don't get malchus al hano either. I am this another fair came you saw the Torah. The common come between and our talks man of the Torah so choices. Ochanami. Fine this another country cousin that does a Rambam. Mutu chatsishir bere Pesach. Ooh, okay. And came inside a Svara back to Lav the Lo Yeyochel al Tozmano the Reb Yehuda. Lekol Machmetzes al Acher Zmano. Hepech Besloras Hapnei Yoshua now. That's the Minchas Chinuch says that according to everybody, Lo Yeyochel, Mitzvah Yutes, the Chinuch, is eating Chometz on Erev Pesach, eating Chometz on Pesach. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, we have to stop here because I have to go somewhere. And Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow night. And I won't start again from the beginning. Maybe I will. I don't want a problem. So
last year we were running the Parish, the Nesivas on the Megillah.
Yes.